CeeDee Lamb commanded 9 targets a game last season. He scored 3 touchdowns. One of those numbers is going to move in 2026, and it isn't the targets. The Muff 2026 preview on the cleanest TD rebound by on the board. The season, in its split personality glory, in just 13 games, Lamb was the number 10 receiver per game, 15.5 points, but only the number 22 in total because he missed 4 weeks. 75 catches, 1,077 yards, and that conspicuous 3 touchdowns on 117 targets. A 25% target share, 34% of the air yards, on a Dallas offense that finished 4th in the league in EPA. The signature, week 7 against Washington, a 74-yard touchdown, half in the air and half after the catch, worth 5+ expected points. When he played, he was an every-down alpha. He just played 13 times and the end zone avoided him. The arc, Lamb is a proven perennial top 5 caliber receiver. This was a down injury-shortened year sandwiched in a career of WR1 production. Same story shape as Jefferson, slightly less extreme. The role is elite and intact. The touchdowns cratered, the price came down. What repeats? The 9 targets a game, it's the stickiest thing in the sport and he's held it for years. What doesn't repeat is 3 scores on 117 targets. That's a bottom of the barrel touchdown rate for a target hog, and touchdown rate is the least sticky number we track. Low touchdown receivers rebound, they don't keep starving, you're buying the volume at full price and the touchdowns at a steep discount. Muffed! The situation is the one genuine complication, and it's worth real honesty. Dallas franchise tag George Pickens, who quietly went for over 1,400 yards as the secondary target last year, and the two of them now form a true two-headed receiver room. Per the reports, Pickens signed the tag but has been absent from OTAs, a storyline to track. More mouths can cap a target ceiling, but the count is in the data, even sharing with Pickens last year. Lamb still drew 25% of the targets and a third of the air yards. The volume survived the competition. Dak Prescott returns as the unquestioned starter, which is the part that actually drives the touchdown rebound. The price, pick 11, WR6, verdict call, underpriced. The market is pricing the 3 touchdowns as if they're who he is, they're the noise, the 9 targets are the signal. The counter out loud, the Pickens competition is real and could keep his touchdown share from fully rebounding, and the missed time risk is now on his record. But a top 5 target profile at WR6 with positive touchdown regression baked in is a buy, take it. September watch, the red zone looks with Pickens healthy, that's the entire question, and his games played column. Your guys, every week, next preview's queued.